In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen. For it is not the one who commends himself who is approved, but the one who the Lord commends. Some people in life sell themselves short, and some people in life oversell themselves. That's right. Some people sell themselves short, and some people oversell themselves. I wonder if you tend to one or to the other or a little of both. I ran into two young men this week who were looking for jobs, and they both were underselling themselves. They didn't think they were qualified because they couldn't do this or they couldn't do that, but they forgot all of the wonderful intangibles that they had that they weren't valuing enough, that they were honest, that they were hardworking, and that they were loyal. They didn't even follow up with the employees who were offering jobs because they didn't want to be a nuisance, and they assumed that if they didn't respond, they weren't wanted. Those two guys were selling themselves short. They were underselling themselves. And it's good to be reserved, and it's good to be humble, but too much so, and you might not be achieving your highest calling from God. Other people, and perhaps more people I know, have the opposite problem of overselling themselves. And this is in fact something of an epidemic today, because everything you see online, TV, politics, is overselling and embellishment and over-exaggeration. So people think they need to do the same just to get along. And then, of course, if you're Armenian, exaggeration and overselling is in your very blood. You maybe even heard of the guy selling fish on the road to Sevan. Stepan, have you heard of this guy? When you go to Sevan, right? Anytime you go there, these guys will just say, this means I got fish, and this means I got fish this big, right? And so people do that. Now, one guy was exaggerating so much the size of the fish that he was selling that his competitors wanted to prank him. And so one day they snuck up behind him and tied his hands together so that he could no longer sell fish or exaggerate about it at all. But then they were so surprised because an hour later he was making a sale and these people had stopped by and he's got, I got fresh fish, and their eyes are as big as this. Confidence is a good thing. But too much confidence isn't healthy. And how many problems in our church, in our community, in our beloved homeland can be traced to overconfidence, overselling, overpromising and underperforming, which keeps us from our highest potential? So what can we do about this problem of underselling and overselling? Well, if you go see a psychologist or a life coach, they'll probably tell you, change your inner dialogue if you're not confident so that you can be more confident. And if you're overconfident, they'll tell you, well, check your thoughts more with reality. That's well and good to tweak it a little bit and to achieve a balance, but our faith has an even better way that seeks not just balance, but transformation. And it tells us that we actually terribly oversell how great we are on our own, and we terribly undersell how great we might be with God. And that's what Paul says in today's epistle reading, for it is not the one who commends himself who is approved, but the one whom the Lord commends. And so the way to escape both underselling and overselling is simply to stop thinking about ourselves so much and start thinking more about God. C.S. Lewis had a brilliant thing about this. He said that Christian humility does not mean thinking less of yourself, it means thinking of yourself less. It does not mean thinking less of yourself, it means thinking of yourself less. That's how the Bible urges us from day one. We're the apple of God's eye, the center of creation. No one is as great as us in this creation. But he took us from nothing, from dirt, and he made us into what we are. We're nothing without God, and we're everything with him. But tragically, as you know, since day one, we fall prey to this evil one whispering in our ear saying, you aren't God-made. You're self-made. You yourself are a God. This first sin has compounded over the generations such that in our modern day, you can very easily go your whole life taking for granted that everything in the world and you yourself just appeared out of nowhere. And many people believe this. And even us who are believers act, in fact, like we believe that. And even when we do believe in God, it's often a God over there, or it's a God in our pockets that we take out when needed and then put back again. But how many more wars and how many more scandals and shootings must we see? How much more greed and waste and inequality can we stomach before we admit to ourselves that humans are terribly overconfident in our ability to be good and to be just and to be true? We need help. We need God's help. And the same is true, I think, on a personal level for us all. How much of our lives will we waste in empty self-promotion on screens before we find out that this is all hollow and we've missed out on the best version of who we are and what we are a part of with God? That's what church offers. That's all church is. All church answers are very simple, but not so easy. Think less of yourself and think more of God. That's what I'm working on all the time. That's 2 hours out of 100 hours in the week of waking hours, where we give thanks to God and acknowledge that without Him, we would be nothing. And we confess in church, you just did, that all the ways that we fall short of who we might be, but we give thanks for who we are in the first place, that we have life and that all things are due to God. And also, most importantly, perhaps, we pledge to give ourselves away to each other and to God, just like our Lord Jesus Christ showed us. And that's why Sunday is an exercise that's supposed to permeate the entire week, so that day by day we learn to think less of ourselves and to think more of God. And by the way, it's the key to happiness and to joy. And so I'll leave you with some good questions, though, after you get out of church this week, so you can self-test, and I can self-test to test our ability to be Christian humility. Ask yourself questions like these. How do you tell your story to someone else when you meet them for the first time? Is it all polished up and curated, or do you mention some faults? And most importantly, do you ever mention God? When someone gives you a compliment, do you let it puff you up? Do you reject it and not accept it all? Or do you give proper credit to God and to other people and to yourself? When a peer, this is a tough one, gets a promotion or an honor, are you jealous? Do you feel defeated? Or do you thank God for the gifts He gave that person and He gives to you? In all the tests above, we resist thinking too much about ourselves, and we resist thinking too little of ourselves, and we just think more about God. And as we do, day by day, we'll become more and more impressed by God and less concerned with anything else. For truly, as Paul said, it is not the one who commends himself who is approved, but the one whom the Lord commends, now and always, and unto the ages of ages. Amen.